This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 2. Faith, being a neighbor. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." We stood on our back steps, huddled in fearful uncertainty. Our steward's wife, shaking with fright, had just reported to us, "Terrible things are happening in the city." It was September 21, 1967, in Makurdi, Nigeria. The news was indeed terrible. During the night, violence had erupted downtown. Shops were looted, homes were destroyed, and 100 people of the Igbo tribe were slaughtered. Included in the group on our steps was a young Igbo man who took care of our yard. I can still see his eyes, wide with fear. It was his tribe, his people, that were being killed. He was in danger. We needed to do something to protect him. But what? Our young thief's steward became the neighbor that Jesus calls us to be. Compassion and concern overruled his fear as he offered a suggestion. "I know a path through the field that leads to the rail station. I think I can get him there safely." We could think of no better option. Our Igbo friend quickly gathered his goods and prepared himself to go. We gathered again on our steps for a prayerful goodbye, and then off they went, the 2 of them together. We hurt deeply for our young Igbo friend, but our young steward showed us what it means to be a neighbor, crossing tribal lines and status boundaries. Jesus says, "Go and do likewise." Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the good Samaritans in our lives. Move us to be true neighbors. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.